One being 3,500 miles from it. I mean, it was so big, and now it wasn't an image on a screen, but it was all of the things we had talked about in training, the terrain, how you can see features based on how high they are above the surface and how low things were. And there were holes that, you know, craters that appeared to just be endless bottomless pits, and then peaks that seemed to be, I couldn't tell how high, but you could just really get a sense of the relief down on the surface. And to look down on it from so close was just, it's hard to describe. You know, when you are in an airplane flying back past, you know, Flagstaff, you're looking out the window trying to, you know, identify Meteor Crater or looking out trying to find the Grand Canyon. And this was the same thing. But imagine if you had seen Meteor Crater or the Grand Canyon for the first time.